Unknown 9 Awakening is the action-adventure video game at the heart of the Unknown 9 narrative universe.
You play as Haruna, an audacious heroine with the ability to venture into the Fold, a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own.
On her quest for powerful hidden knowledge, Haruna, who is portrayed by Anya Chalotra, will learn to master her unique connection to the Fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world, but such power does not go unnoticed.
She quickly becomes the target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret society known as the Leap Year Society, who want to use the Fold to alter the course of human history.
Their confrontation will take them across the world from the sands of Mauritania and perilous Indian jungles to the gothic landscapes of Portugal.
Get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown 9 Awakening releases on October 18th, 2024 for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, S, and PC.
Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown 9 universe at unknown9.com/2BG. That's unknown9.com/2BG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 115, and I'm here with my co-host, Rylan.
Yep, we didn't post last week, so these are last week's topics.
Yeah, we just got busy and wasn't able to get to it, but yeah, we'll go ahead and get into it, I guess. 10 years after it was pulled offline, viral mobile game Flappy Bird is coming back.
I remember when I seen this, I was like, what the crap? Flappy Bird.
I like Flappy Bird. I played it back in the day.
Flappy Bird was a good game.
It was. Made a lot of people violent, though. That's why it was pulled. Like, people were killing people for it. Yeah. The daggone's not there. It's a game.
It's
chill.
It's a bird. It's just a bird going through pipes. It's not that deep.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, it was pulling offline because people were taking it a little bit too far. But it's
mobile game video, mobile video game phenomenon Flappy Bird is set to return 10 years after its creator pulled it offline. In 2014, Vietnam-based developer Dong, was it Yingang?
Ngan, maybe?
Ngan, something like that. Shocked the gaming world when he pulled viral hit Flappy Bird from the App Store and Google Play. At a time when, you know, it was making tens of thousands of dollars a day. That's crazy. Just a pixelated bird making tens and thousands of dollars a day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He went on to say, I can call Flappy Bird a success of mine, but it also ruins my simple life. So now I hate it. Now Flappy Bird set to return with an expanded version aiming to launch for the end of October across multiple platforms, including web browsers and an iOS and Android version. So you can get it on the web, or so you can have it on PC, I guess, too.
Yeah, I guess. You should release a Steam PC version.
Players, Steam version of Flappy Bird. But I got here, it says it's planned to release in 2025. But, you know, this new Flappy Bird isn't from, you know, Dong over here. It's from the Flappy Bird Foundation, which is described as a new team of passionate fans committed to sharing the game with the world. So it's called the Flappy Bird Foundation. It's not made by old Dong, no.
No. He probably sold the rights to it.
Yeah. And Crappy, he hated the game.
Yeah.
He made him rich, but he still...
Yeah. He's probably getting blamed for people killing themselves and stuff.
Yeah. But what I got here, the Flappy Bird Foundation said it has acquired the official Flappy Bird trademark from Game Tech Holdings, LLC, a U.S. company that appears to have wrestled the trademark from, oh, Dong. I'm not going to try to say his last name, so I'm just saying Dong. As well as the rights for the original game and character from Poi Poi and Cactus, or Versus Cactus. The mobile game, you know, supposedly originally inspired the Flappy Bird character. The Flappy Bird Foundation is already talking about future Flappy Bird releases, which will debut new game modes, characters, progression, and massive multiplayer challenges. Michael Roberts, the chief creative behind the Flappy Bird's return, said, we are beyond excited, you know, to be bringing back Flappy Bird and delivering a fresh experience that will keep players engaged for years to come. We have big plans for our little bird. I'm excited for Flappy Bird coming back.
I am too. I love it. It was so much fun. People would always have competitions and stuff.
It was just a bird flying in and out. Yeah. It was still fun.
Yeah, but at school, like, people were... Oh, everybody had it at school, and they would just have competition stuff, who can get higher score. It was just a bird going through, looked like Mario pipes. Like, that's it. That's all it was. Yeah. But it was still fun. But you had to have, like, a good technique to go. Like, it took some skill.
Yeah, you had to figure out how to, like, do it and everything. Like, you had to be perfect or you're done.
Yeah, like, you had to tap so many times, and then you had to know... Like, I don't know. It was different because you had to just know how different, many taps, I mean, to get
different
heights.
Like, they like reset every time. Like, you die, the beginning is different. Like,
yeah. So you just had to know for each height how many taps you need between pipes and how far you need your bird to drop or how far you need him to raise. Like, it took skill, actually, just to...
Yeah, that's why people got so mad and started to
be like,
killing
people. Because people have no skill.
I had skill, I think, 5, for sure.
Yeah, I would have been 15. 15.
When I was like 5, 6 years old.
And then I do remember, like, after they took it off mobile, I went to the...
You could still play it.
You could still play it if you owned it, like if you downloaded it before. They took it off.
Yeah.
But also, it was a couple years after they took it off, you know, so you couldn't get it anymore. I played it at like an arcade at the beach. Like, it wasn't handheld.
There's there's like a Flappy Bird arcade game.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an actual button and you pushed instead of, you know, touchscreen. So it was pretty cool.
What was your high score on that?
It was like.
Washed?
No, it was actually, I got the high score. For that entire, like, I beat the top person's high score on that.
Three terrible gamers, my honey.
I was good at Flappy Bird. I haven't played in a long time, so I don't know how good I'd be now, but I was good.
Last time I played Flappy Bird was on a Chromebook. It was like a ripoff brand of Flappy Bird.
I think my score on that machine was like 300 and something, so I definitely beat the top score that was on that machine.
Ashton wasn't playing around.
No, like the top score was only like 100 and something at that time, and I got over 300. Yeah, people suck.
Ashton had a whole crowd around him. He's like, oh,
I did, actually. Like, people were like, at first, you know, it was fine, whatever. And then people seen that my score kept going and kept going and kept going. And people come around watching, like, holy crap. And then I won. Since I got beat the high score, they gave me like a Flappy Bird plushie or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know where the crap it is. I have no idea.
Ashton, how dare you lose the Flappy Bird? I'm going to have to beat your high score to get it.
It was at Virginia Beach somewhere. I don't remember where crap it were.
I wonder if that arcade by near your house has one.
I don't know. That'd be cool.
We still haven't went to it.
I know, we need to. All right. Enough with Flappy Bird. Concord officially shuts down its servers.
Earlier this week, it's obviously not this week anymore, but the game industry was rocked as Concord developer Firewalk Studio announced that it will be taking the game offline and refunding all sales. I mean, that's good. They refunded everyone.
Yeah, the game just came out on like the 23rd of August, so.
Yeah. Just 2 weeks after its launch, you know, it's unprecedented move for a live service title. And, you know, indicator as to just how woeful the game sales were on both PC and PlayStation at the time of, you know, it was announced that Concord would be shut down on September 6th. So that was a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And, you know, it says here, that day has finally arrived. In one post, you know, one last post, sorry, on the official account for Concord, fans were made aware that Concord servers, you know, will, you know, get took offline. And the game will now be unplayable for existing users. So you literally can't play it at all.
Nope.
So that sucks, but it says here, Firewalk has also used the opportunity to thank all of the free gunners who have joined us in the Concord Galaxy. No farther information was shared about the game, you know, such as whether it will be back at any point or how it will look when, you know, it does return. If it returns. You know, we don't.
They said they might bring it back as a live service game, like a free to play model, but they don't know yet.
Yeah.
Which is a 5v5 hero shooter, I believe. So it's like, it don't even sound that great. I don't know.
There's a lot of 5v5 just play Call of Duty. Games.
I know. It's not 5v5, but play X Defiant or something.
16. Yeah. Whatever the new COD is now. Is it still 16?
Or is it 12? I don't remember. I know Black Ops 6 is fun as crap, though.
Not yet. I can't wait for that to come out next month.
I know.
But, like I hear, Firewalk will probably still need to think long and hard about what's best for the studio going forward. Yeah. That's all I have for that.
All right. So, yeah, the game was out for just a couple weeks and got shut down because people saying it's trash. So,
what about Redfall? It didn't get shut down.
That's exactly the game I thought of when I seen this, was Redfall.
Because how trash it is. Yeah. We bring that up every time. Like,
I know.
One of our first ever episodes was about Redfall.
Yeah, how big of a failure it was.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Still lose.
Yeah, it's never, it's trash.
I guess at least it didn't get completely shut down.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Wonder how good it's doing now.
Probably not good. You don't hear anything about it.
Yeah.
At all. Haven't heard anything about it in over a year.
The next week, Redfall, new update.
Yeah, probably. We'll be sure to cover it for you guys, because we all know you're waiting for that update to see what's in.
Oh, yeah, the Redfall update. I know you guys are going to be jumping up and down for that one.
Oh, yeah. They'll join the Discord for that one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to remind you guys, join the Discord.
All right. Nintendo is set to announce the Mario Wonder Bundle.
Is that gonna be like a Switch?
Supposedly. Yeah.
It says like Switch OLED bundle.
Yeah, it's just a Switch OLED white version with Mario Wonder.
Just the white?
Yeah.
That sucks. It's not like a design, like
Just a white OLED with Mario Wonder code in.
That sucks. It says here, while fans wait desperately for the news of the Switch 2 reveal, you know, I can't wait for that. A new Nintendo Switch bundle is apparently coming soon. In the meantime, Super Mario Bros. Wonder Switch OLED bundle is seemingly coming ahead of, you know, this holiday season. So around Christmas time, heck yeah.
Yeah.
It says here, that's according to leaker Bill Bulkin over a Day Labs who, you know, frequently shares, you know, reliable information of upcoming gaming products. We actually talked about him a little bit.
Yeah, we have.
He's leaked quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we've went over a lot. But it says here, the, you know, new Switch OLED plus Super Mario Bros. Wonder Pack will, you know, feature a download code for the game, 3 months of Switch Online. That's nice. And the white version of the console with the corresponding Joy-Con and dock. The price, you know, will be around $388 US. And 350 euros, I guess. That's what the euros.
Yeah.
It says here with a possible release date up before mid-October, since there's no special edition console or Joy-Con accompanying the bundle, which stupid. That would get it more sales, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Because why would people just want to buy a Switch for a game? Just get the game, like.
I guess if you don't already have a Switch.
Yeah true, but still.
Then you get a Mario game right off the bat.
Still kind of dumb.
Oh yeah, definitely. But
it says here, it seems likely, you know, this bundle is gonna be a possible Black Friday deal. It's gonna have a Black Friday deal most likely. In the past, Nintendo has bundled Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Smash Bros. Ultimate, and other games with consoles at the existing price, making the game essentially free if you pick up the system.
Yeah.
It highlights the tricky position Nintendo is in, you know, this fall as it seemingly moves closer to revealing a Switch 2, you know, while also promising to, you know, still continue selling millions of existing Switch models. special edition consoles have been, you know, one way to help get, you know, people to buy additional ones. Like Ashton, he bought the Tears of the Kingdom Switch.
I had. Still have never opened the box.
Yeah, I told Carter that. He said, that's stupid.
He's stupid.
But it says here, you know, this also might be aimed at anyone who doesn't want to wait for the next model, you know, whenever it arrives. So, I guess if you want a Switch in Super Mario Wonder, and you don't want to wait for the Switch 2, I don't get why it says that, but I guess you can get that.
Yeah.
But it says here, the current speculation is that a Switch 2 could be here as soon as March or April of next year. So, in the next, what, 6-7 months, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. The console, the Switch 2 is probably going to be like backwards compatible and stuff like that.
I would think that it would be.
Yeah. So, that's all I got for that.
All right. So, I don't know, like, I remember when I was younger, almost all consoles, like, came with a game.
Yeah.
Now, you always got to buy a game separate, usually, unless they have special bundles like this.
I remember, like, if you got, like, an original, like, Xbox One or something, it normally didn't come with a game or anything. You had to, like, get, like, bundles to say, like, if you wanted Halo 4,
mm-hmm.
you had to get, like, the Halo 4 one, or, like, the Black Ops 3 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, consoles now, they don't come with a game. They just, it's just a console.
Kind of makes no sense. Like, you think
the console, the cords, and the controller, that's it.
Even like, if it's a trash game, like, just release, like, a Madden with it or something, like.
Yeah, like, it's dumb that you have to literally buy a bundle just to get a game when they should, like,
buy a console, yeah.
Like, give them God of War or something.
Oh, yeah.
If you're getting a, like, PlayStation 4 or 5, like, just yeah. Give them, like, a PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, they're still buying your console. Like,
exactly. You should get a game if you're buying a console.
I mean, I guess if you buy a Switch, you do get a whole bunch of different games because the, like, NES stuff and all that.
Yeah, if you get Nintendo Switch Online, which most consoles come with at least, like, a 3-month subscription of Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah, whenever you, like, first get the console and stuff. But yeah, you can get a whole bunch of games on, like, the Switch and stuff. I get that. But, like, other consoles, like the Xbox and PlayStation, they don't
I think Xbox, they come with Game Pass at least. Like, so you can get all those games, but, like, PlayStation don't do anything.
Yeah, they don't come with, like, PlayStation Plus.
Unless
or anything,
you get, like, the Spider-Man 2 bundle or something, you know.
I still want to play that game.
But that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, buy our merch on Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic.
Yep.
If you want custom merch, you can DM me or Rylan on our podcast Instagram. Rylan will get it there. Or if you want to DM me or Rylan on Discord, we'll get it there. Rylan.
Don't DM Ashton on his personal Instagram because he will never answer you.
I will not.
You might see it in the next 6 months and say, oh, crap.
I might see it in the next 6 years.
6 years, who knows? You know, Ashton doesn't get on that.
No.
He has it, but he doesn't get it.
No, I don't. All right, Rylan, do you have anything else?
No, just, you know, as Ashton said, you know, follow our socials, join our Discord, please. It's been forever since we last got a member, so join our Discord. And that's it.
All right. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.